Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, they can't find Rob Riggle. Supposed to phone here in what, half hour?
Yeah,
fairly, about that.
Fairly soon.
Yeah, half hour, 40 minutes here.
If I was a big star, I wouldn't call either any show at 6:45 in the morning. I'd be snoozing.
Well, I saw a bunch of tweets and Instagram stuff from South Florida and then on to Jamaica, I think it was headed.
So, she might be en route or something
right,
like that.
That's where he's right now, I
think. Okay, all right. But he's the host of that show. Does that show start tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Tomorrow night on ABC. Holy moly.
All right, get the executive producer on Steph Curry. We'll talk about, basketball. I'm sure he's available now.
He should be.
Steph Curry, you can give us a call.
Yeah, some of the talent is available. Certainly
the producer.
Executive
It looks
producer.
Like he's on the show. There's a video.
Yeah, I think he
show.
Makes some appearances, yeah.
But Nick Allen will be here. He's never busy. He's always he's always here. Actually, he's performing at some golf club near you.
Yeah.
But Nick will be here a little later on this morning. Looking forward to seeing Nick.
And sometimes he's busy if he has to drop the kids off at school.
That's true. That's actually, but there's no school now.
But yeah,
that's not a pooping reference, by the way. It's actually dropping the kids off at school.
Dropping the kids off at school is not a problem right now.
No. And he will be here a little later on. Petey Mac, a little later on. Trouble in Packerland. Your dumbass coach says that Rodgers can't audible. Give me a break. That guy's stupid.
You need to read the whole article.
Well, I'm just watching how they covered it like 24/7 on ESPN yesterday.
I mean, I've seen some of the coverage too. I went actually and read the entire article, and there's a lot more context to it, and it doesn't.
Well, he's going
to
call audibles no matter what anyway. He's Aaron Rodgers.
It sounds like both of them are going, well, yeah, we'll find a middle ground here. You know, we'll find a happy medium.
There you go. Trouble in Packerland, push. Tommy Craig, Todd.
Read between the lines just enough, and you find out Aaron Rodgers is a douchebag. That's what you find.
I didn't mean to start off with
Aaron
a fight
Rodgers
this morning. I'll let you guys fight.
Perhaps
go.
One of the most unlikable people in the NFL.
Well, that's obvious, but he's a great quarterback.
You can't deny that.
He's a great quarterback. And you got to let him do audibles. Hell, he's Aaron Rodgers. Isn't he older than their coach now?
No.
The coach is 39, right?
Not by March.
Four years,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So during the pregame there, the tailgate, I found another cartoon talent that this show possesses.
What was that?
And that is your bandit impersonation.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, from Johnny Quest.
I just did a random bark. Did it sound like bandit?
Oh, yeah. I think you did.
It wasn't Scooby?
Yeah.
Because I don't do the Scooby. That's Post does the Scooby around here.
I think it was definitely more Bandit. Because we were looking yesterday, we were talking to Tim Matheson.
It was great. I love that conversation with Tim Matheson.
There's somebody that actually gets credit for being the voice of Bandit.
I know. That's
I don't think Bandit talked.
Did he? No, he wasn't a talking dog. That would have made the whole cartoon fake.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking. It was two men, two grown men and two boys on adventures.
And a dog.
And that dog was a dude, too.
All right. And along the way, they'd interact with other men.
Other men. And other native men. They're letting native men with their shirts off in that show, too. Weren't they letting the Amazon a lot? You know? Oh, married priests were down there hanging out with their shirts off.
There's
a whole bit.
Yeah,
they were all over the world, weren't they?
Yeah, all kinds of foreboding places.
You know, it's funny. I really think that I have a VHS tape full of Johnny Quest. One of our late co-workers, who's passed away since, gave that to me years ago when we had a rap about Johnny Quest being all men. God, a long time ago. And I was looking through some old stuff, looking for this video of me on TV back east somewhere, and I couldn't find anything. And I'm looking through all these VHS tapes I got laying around. No porn. I might have one porn in there. But one said Johnny Quest. So I might have a whole... If you got a VHS player, we'll bring it in, watch some Johnny Quest.
I think I lost my last VCR in the last move.
Yeah,
I don't know that I have any VHS tapes.
I do laying around. We have some old commercials on some VHS tapes left around the house. I know that.
I got.
When they used to advertise the show,
you know? a lot of boxes. Mm. When they used to advertise the show, what you mean is the one commercial?
That's right.
They produced.
I think that's on. Yeah, I think I have that on.
Somebody gave that to me on a thumb drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, right. A friend of ours did.
You're right, they did.
Yeah.
That's right, I got that.
I passed that off to you guys.
Yeah, we got it in digital form.
All right. So, yeah, it was a great conversation in case you missed that with Tim Matheson. If you missed it in the appetizer, or excuse me, the pregame show, check out the Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all the podcasts. Also, Alexa plays the show. Alexa, enable Todd and Tyler's skills, what you say. And then after that, you can get the podcast, the streaming, the whole time, and listen to the whole thing.
You just have to say the skill rap. You just have
once,
to say the once, right?
Then you just say open Todd and Tyler.
And the skill
open
is enabled.
You got it. And you enable the show. And if you're an enabler, we love that. Appreciate that.
We need more enablers.
Yes, we do. We damn well do. My wife started following she didn't know it was an unofficial Facebook page of the Todd and Tyler. With memes of Jesus getting boners and things.
Ooh, that'd be a rude awakening for her.
She didn't know it was just... She just said, I started following your Todd and Tyler page. I said, no, that's the unofficial one. But enjoy. You know, enjoy those...
First of all, honey, no, that's not ours. Second of all, why did you just start now?
I don't know. She didn't really pay attention to the show. You know?
You've been on Facebook for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really not going to learn much about the show, except we have Sick and Twisted Listeners.
Sick and Twisted Listeners, and that part, that little section of the Sick and Twisted Listeners are on there, so we appreciate that. Appreciate that. And Craig Evans will be here. Anybody see Craig yet today?
Thankfully, no.
He's still in his hog depression.
I see him every morning.
That's right. Oh, you did see him.
Drop him to the office. Yeah. He has no hog depression because that would mean he'd have to have a great deal of passion for the hogs. And I don't think he really gives a rat's ass.
I don't think he does.
When it comes to that.
Oh, my hogs. Yeah. Because he got a couple emails saying, Craig, I feel your pain. I'm an Arkansas guy, too. And the hogs are out of the College World Series. And he does. Craig feels no pain.
No, no.
He is numb all the time.
He is not.
There is no pain from Craig. No pain, no gain doesn't mean anything with Mr. Craig Evans.
Right. Even MRSA, cancer.
Nothing. No pain.
None of that.
Cancer that he forgot what kind he had.
I know.
That's how tough he is. That's why there's no pain and how numb he is. I don't know what I have, but I beat its ass. I think that's how he says that.
Yeah, I think that's just a matter of really not paying attention.
Like, when a doctor's telling you what kind of cancer you have, you're not listening.
You had to figure. That came up in conversation.
Of course it did.
At one point or another.
If you're a new listener, Craig had cancer a couple years ago during the summer. Was it 2 or 3 years now? Might have been three.
Three, I think.
3 years of summer? I think it probably was.
Yeah.
I think it was two. Well, whatever, but it was a long time ago. And he forgot, wasn't too long ago, and he forgot what kind he had, and we discovered that yesterday.
Well, I'm fairly certain.
Talking about, Dave Mustaine of the Megadeth has throat cancer.
We might be coming up on 4 years.
I don't know.
No.
By the way, you know who won't know? Craig Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain his brain shut down at we can go in and cut it out, and you'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
And that's all he listened to.
He didn't know anything. Yeah, you know, what kind,
he
did, what,
he shut
where,
down on details after that.
Still looking for all good reasons to smoke.
I think Craig had cancer, and then I fell off the mountain.
Is it 4 years for you?
That was the sequence. It'll be 4 years in December.
I think it was.
I thought your leg was before his neck.
I think your leg was before his neck.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least in that move I see you guys do.
Yeah, we would ask Craig, but again, he would not
he
know.
He would not know. Yeah. But we will ask him when we get back, and he's coming up next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.